Beginning the current Amud, Saftas Benachas Daf Nun Test. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this parak regarding the formation, the different types of making a mincha, a flour offering. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Tu'unais Shemen Levayna, there are certain Menachas that require oil and frankincense with the flour offering. There are those that Shemen V'lay Levayna, only require oil and not frankincense. Levayna V'lay Shemen, there are those that only have frankincense and not oil. Loi levayna v'lei shemen, and those that do not require levayna and not shemen. So the Mishnah explains, ve'elu tu'una shemen levayna, these require oil and frankincense. Says the Mishnah, mincha sasailas. That is, if someone donates a mincha without attribution, specification of what type, he brings an isarin, which is a certain measurement of fine flour, with oil and frankincense. He mixes them together. He takes a fistful in its raw state, burns that on the mizbeach. Now, in the minchas Soilas, it says over in the parasha that it has to come with shemen and levaina. Now, regarding all the other menachas, it doesn't say that it brings levaina. But they all learn out from the minchas soilas, as we learn in the Gemara, because it says nefesh, which sounds like the terminology of an individual, that all of them, not just the minchas soilas, require shemen and levaina, just like the minchas soilas. So it's called the minchas soilas because it's the flour itself. It's not baked or fried as in the other types of menachas. What else requires shemen levayna? Says the Mishnah, v'amachvas, which is the shallow pan that it's fried in. V'amachashas is a deep pan that it's fried in. Or v'achalas are the breads of v'rekikin, or the thin wafers, where if someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a michas mafi, a baked flour offering. So you can bring either chalas, which are baked breads, or rekikin, which are thin wafer-like types, as it says in Meyikra. Now, as we're going to see in the Gemara, the Mishnah considers these as two different types because a person has a choice. Either he brings chalas or he brings rekikin, but although they're both in the category of minchas mafe, which is a baked mincha, but they're different types. Additionally, minchas kayanim, when a kohen brings a mincha, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach, this requires shemen levayna. Minchas kohen mashiach, that which the kohen gadol brings every single day, the chavitin. Minchas avikacham, when a non-Jew brings a mincha. Minchas nashim, when a woman donates a mincha. Minchas ha'omer, by the omer, the barley offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach, where it also says over there in the parasha that it has to have shemen and levayna, because it's saying over there, remtak of minchas bikurim, and it says shemen levayna, that actually refers to the omer, which are the first grains that are brought from the new grains in that year. However, minchas nesachim, the mincha libation, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach, which comes with certain karbanas, tu'una shemen ve'in tu'un levayna. That requires oil, but does not require frankincense, as the Gemara is going to explain. Now, lechem apanim, the 12 showbreads that are on the shulchan, that are eaten every Shabbos, ton levayna ve'in ton shemen, requires frankincense, which is burnt in the mizbeach, but does not require oil. Shtei alechem, the two chametz breads that are brought on Shavuos, u'michas chayte, and so too the sinner's flour offering, u'michas kenayis, and that micha which is brought by the inspection of this suspected adulterous woman, in tu'unen, loy shemen, v'loy levayna, those types do not require neither oil and neither frankincense. Now, Amra Papa, he says, kol heicha d'tnan, wherever we learned this halacha of our Mishnah of the different types of menachas, eser t'nan, we learned them as 10. Where there's two interpretations in Rashi. The first interpretation says, in other words, that we say that all these different types, they come with groups of 10 chalas, as the Gemara says later in the Ayin Vav Med Aleph. Now, that's Lafukim and Reb Shimon. This comes to include from Reb Shimon, who he says later on in the parak of Samach Gimel Med Aleph, that if someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mechas mafe, a baked mincha, Reb Shimon holds that the Amud that he says, if a person wants to, if he wants, he could bring half of them the thin wafer type and half of them the chalas type. Kamash Malon, that's Rav Papa's teaching, that deloy, that know, that the menachas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, they're 10, meaning the chalas are going to be 10 chalas. The rekikin are going to be 10 rekikin, because they're two different types, and therefore you can't do half and half the way Reb Shimon says it. Second interpretation, Rashi, says a different understanding of this Gemara. Wherever it says this list in the Mishnah, in other places, like in Perek Eila Menachis, where it mentions these order of the Menachis of our Mishnah, the halacha them are the same, meaning to say that there's going to be 10. So if one counts from the Minchas Aseilis in our Mishnah till the last one mentioned that requires Shem Levayna, the Minchas Aimer, is 10. What is he saying it's 10? That's excluding from Shimon, who he actually, according to him, he's actually going to be a group of 11. Because he holds that Michas Mafei has actually three different types of menachas in it. If a person wants, he can bring them all matzahs, all rekikin. to all types of challahs, because the challahs are also matzah type of challahs. Not bread as in chametz stick, it's matzah bread. And if he wants, he can bring 10 types of rikikin, which are the thin wafer types. If he wants, this is where Reb Shimon has another type, like we said, you could have 5 of them chalas and 5 of them rikikin, but our Mishnah saying that there's 10 is obviously coming to exclude from Reb Shimon and says, no, you can't bring half and half, it has to be either or. Now the Gemara continues, now turn upon, which we learned in the Brisa, to explain the halachas of our Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, which the Brisa is going to expound this Pasuk, it's a Perek-based Pasuk as well, that says, V'nasato aleo shemen, that you should put on it oil, v'samto le'levayna, you should put on this flower offering, frankincense, minchihi, it's a flower offering. Now this Pasuk is in the context of the Mincha Sa'imer, which was one of the 10 that we listed in the Mishnah, requires shemen and levayna, which that barley offering requires shemen and levayna. Now, from the fact that it says, V'nasato aleo shemen, you should put on it oil, that's an exclusionary term. Oleha v'loy alechem aponim shemen. But alechem aponim, which are the 12 showbreads on the shulchan, they do not require oil. Now, why do you need a miut? Says the Baisa, because you would think, v'alei dinu, actually logic would tell you that actually it, that the alechem aponim would require oil. Because imam menchas nesachem, if we find by the flower libations, she'en etun levayna, which does not require frankincense, as we're going to say later on, it says in this pasuk, oleha levayna, which the Bryce is going to expound, that tells you, but on the Mechas Nesachim does not have Levayna, and still, to in the Shemen, still, the Mechas Nesachim requires oil, as the Pasuk says in Mamid B'chad Ches, Belul B'Hashem and Kasses, that those Mechas Nesachim that come with the Karbanas are mixed with oil. So Lechem upon Meshaton Levayna. So the Lechem upon that requires frankincense, the Bezich Levayna that says in the Torah, that is burnt on the Mizbeach, in the Din Shatar and Shemen, so it has Levayna, which the other one doesn't have, and the other one has Shemen, for sure Lechem upon the should have to have Levayna. That's why you need to have the pasuk to say the exclusionary term. Allah shemen. No, on the mincha sa'imin there's going to be oil. V'lo lechem aponim shemen. But on the lechem aponim, you're not going to have oil. Now the pasuk continues. V'samto le'levayna, and you should put on this mincha frankincense. Again, Allah is the exclusionary term. Allah levayna v'lo yamichas nesachem levayna. On the mincha sa'imin you'll put levayna, but not on the flower libation. You're not going to put levayna. We're here too. Why do you need a miut? Kashayachal, you would think, but logic would tell you that it does require levayna. Because the ma'al lechem upon him, if we find by the lechem upon him, she'en the torn shemen does not require oil, yet torn levayna requires frankincense. So mechaz nesachem, shatun the shemen, so the mechaz nesachem that requires shemen, in the din shatun levayna, isn't a kavo chemen that should require levayna? Oh, that's why tamalei malei, you need to have the miut oleha to tell you, oleha levayna, on this mincha requires frankincense, v'loy mechaz nesachem levayna, but not on the mechaz nesachem, there is no levayna. Now the pasuk continues. It says the last two words are mincha hi. But when it says the word mincha, what is saying that it's a mincha? We know it's a mincha. So it's an inclusionary term to include a different type of a mincha. L'rab is mincha shemini l'levayna. Including that which it says in the pasuk, v'hibayim shemini, when they were doing the shemini l'melum, when they were inaugurating the Mishkan, that it says that they brought a shor and an oil and a shlom lezbeich u'mincha belula b'shemen. They had a flower offering that was mixed with oil, but it doesn't say anything about frankincense. Here, this term, inclusionary term of mincha, is saying that also that mincha of the shemini lemelum was included levayna, that there was also not just shemen, but also levayna. Now, the pasuk concludes mincha hi, which sounds like exclusionary term. It is a mincha. L'hitzi shtei alechem, to exclude the shtei alechem, the two breads that are brought on shvuas, that we don't consider like a mincha in the sense it's not going to have these two things in the pasuk of shemen levayna. With the shtei alechem, have neither shemen nor levayna. That was the braisa explaining the halacha of Mishnah. However, the Gemara quotes now and discusses this braisa. Amama. So the time the braisa says v'nesato alehu shemen, you should put on it oil, which we said is exclusionary term. But the lechem upon them, the showbreads that are baked, they don't have oil in them. On that is the Gemara, Ema, but say a different exclusionary halacha. Who said it's going on the lechem upon him? Ema say, Allah shemen, that on the minchas ha'im you put on oil, v'loy minchas kohanim shemen, but on the mincha that a kohen brings, maybe there you don't have oil. Which Rashi says, seemingly the Gemara could have asked, on all those others, like a minchas nashim, a minchas akim, where all of those don't have, that it says explicitly that they're supposed to have shemen. It's just picking one out of the group and saying, how do you know, maybe any one of these of the list, which it doesn't say specifically that they're shemen, maybe that's what's being excluded from shemen, and not the lechem upon. So as the Gemara, no, mistabra, minchas kahanim havle lirbuye. It's logical for us to say that the minchas kahanim would be included to say that it has all the halachas like the minchas ha'emer, that it's going to have shemen levayna, And then we're not going to be excluding it. And rather, we, like the Braisa says, we're going to be excluding only the lechem upon. Why? Shekein, because the Minchas Ha'imer is similar to all those other menachas, that of the Minchas Kahanim and the Noshim and all those, where they both have the same ideas. They're both brought Isarin. They're both brought with a tenth of an Eifah flour, like the Pasuk says in Shmeis Tezayin. The Ha'imer Asiris Ha'efah. The Ha'imer was a tenth of an Eifah. And also, regular menachas also are brought Isarin. In contrast, the lechem aponim, the pasuk says in Mikra Chavdal, shnei esrayim miyachala, that it's going to be two esrayim, not one esrayim. Moreover, kli, all menachas require a vessel to knead the flour to make it into a mincha, as the Gemara says in Perek Shtei Alechem that they asked Rebbe, where do you know this from, and that you have to have a kli. But the lechem aponim was not sanctified in the vessel; it was only sanctified in the oven, so it doesn't have that halacha of a kli like Minchas Ha'imer has in all the other menachas. Moreover, chutz. All menachas, their avodah is done outside the heichal, meaning in Da Zara, including the Mechas Ha'imer. But the lechem aponim was organized in the heichal on the shulchan, so therefore it's different than the. But I'm saying the parallel is that Mechas Ha'imer is like all these other menachas, like Mechas Kohenim. Moreover, v'tzura, from the terminology of iber tzura, which is that when it becomes invalidated by lean left overnight, where all menachas, including the Mechas Ha'imer, they're kachay kachim. So therefore, they're only eaten for one day, in contrast to kachem kalim like shlam. But the lechem aponim actually is maintained on the shulchan from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, so that does not get invalidated by being left overnight. Moreover, hagasha, all menachas require what's called being brought near to the corner of the mizbech of the altar. In contrast, lechem aponim does not require hagasha, as the Mishnah in this parak says. Moreover, ve'ishim, all menachas have a part of them that are put onto the fires. As we find even the Mechas Ha'imer, that it's nikmetzis, a kmitz is taken off and burnt on the fires. As the Gemara says, later on the fire in Beis Mebeis, so to Mechas Kahanim are totally burnt on the fires of the Mizbeach. In contrast to the Lechem Aponim, which none of the breads are burnt in the Mizbeach, they're actually eaten by the Kahanim. So therefore says the Gemara, since there's all these similarities between Mechas Kahanim and the Mechas Ha'imer, it makes sense that that would have the same halach as Mechas Ha'imer, that it would have the Shemen Levayna, and what would be excluding from the Shemen would be the Lechem Aponim. On that is the Gemara, adrabba, to the contrary. I could tell you lechem aponim havlili rebuye. No, we should include the lechem aponim like the carbon, like the Mechas Ha'imer, where it is going to have the halacha of shemen, and maybe we should exclude something else, because shekein we find the lechem aponim has these similarities with the Mechas Ha'imer, unlike the other menachas. First of all, tzibura, lechem aponim and the Mechas Ha'imer is a carbon tzibur, whereas the Mechas Kainim is an individual that kain's mincha. Chayva, the carbon omer and the shtei lechem and the lechem aponim, they're all obligatory menachas. And in contrast to a mincha that a kohen's bringing. So too, tamya, their decha tumma, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, the Ayin Vav and Beis, there are five things that are burned in tumma, they're just not eaten in tumma. The omer, the shtei lechem, the lechem aponim, but an individual's mincha does not override a state of tumma. Also, the achel, the leftovers of the Yom are eaten by the Kehanim, and so to the Lechem Aponim, all of that is eaten by the Kehanim. In contrast, when a Kohen brings a Mincha, it's totally burnt on the fires. Pigula, the leftovers of the Yom has the halachas of pigul applying to it. If, let's say, someone had done the Avodah with the intent of eating it beyond its time, the leftovers of the Mincha have the halacha of pigul, whoever eats is going to get karas. Now, the reason why the leftovers of the Omer have the halacha of pigul, because the kaimitz, the fistful that's taken off and that's burnt on his bech, is a matter, is what permits the leftovers to be eaten. And the halacha of pigul is dependent on having a matir, in contrast to lechem aponim. And the lechem aponim also has that same idea that there's pigul, because the bezichin permit it. Now, as the Gemara says in Yumin of Samach Maralf, whatever has permitters, whether it's permitting it for a person to eat it or the mizbeach to eat it, that's the halacha of pigul applies. But Michas Kohanim, for example, is totally burnt on mizbeach, and therefore there's no matir, and therefore there's actually no halacha of pigul that applies to Michas Kohanim, in contrast to lechem aponim and the Michas Ha'imer. And finally, b'shabata. You have that the Omer is sacrificed even on Shabbos, as the Gemara says later on the Samach Gimel Beis, and so to the Lechem Aponim is organized on Shabbos, in contrast the Mincha HaKayin is not sacrificed on Shabbos. So you, just like you have things that are similar to Mincha Kohanim, you have just as many things that are similar to the Lechem Aponim. So the Gemara says, you're right, the reason why we're saying it's mistab, it's logical that the Mincha Kohanim we should include, and to say that is like the Mincha Ha'imer, is because actually by the Mincha Ha'selis, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, it says nefesh, it says a person, a soul, which is a singular terminology regarding individual, which teaches us that every mincha of a yachid will have the same halacha like the Mincha Ha'selis, which requires shemen and levain, and therefore if we're excluding any mincha from shemen, it's going to be the lechem aponim, and it's not going to be that of the Mincha Kohanim and all those that are brought by individuals. Now the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa. Amamra, the time the Braisa had said, Oleh levayna, the Mechas Aymi, you bring frankincense, which is the exclusionary terminology, which told us, Veleh Mechas Nesachim levayna, but on the flower libations that are brought, meaning it's a flower offering that's burnt on the fires that come together with the Yain Nesachim that are brought for Karbanis, there's not going to be levayna with that Mincha. That is the Gemara, Aymo Oleh levayna. I could tell you it's excluding something else. Maybe say the Mechas Aymi has levayna, Veleh Mechas Kahan levayna. Here also, maybe it's excluding the Mincha of a Kayin, that there is not going to be levayna, because it doesn't tell us that it has to have Shemno levayna. So again, we included Shemen because we said Nefesh, but maybe here where we're excluding the Mechas Kahanim, and not like the Bryce is saying that we're excluding the Mechas Nesachim. So says the Gemara, a similar discussion like I had before. Now, Mistaber Mechas Kahanim Havalei Lerbuye. It's more logical to say that we're going to be including the Mechas Kahanim like the halacha of the Mechas Ha'imer for the halacha of Levina, and to be excluding the Mechas Nesachim. Why? Shekain, because Mechas Kahanim is similar to the Mechas Ha'imer in the following things. Isarin, they both brought a tenth of an eifah of flour. Balul Balug, the Mechas Kahanim is mixed with a lug of oil, because all menachas are enough to have with one lug of oil for the Isarin. In contrast, the Mechas Nesachim, there are three lugin for Isarin. That's why we're finding a different list than we found in the different Gemara's discussion, because it's a list that Mechas Kahanim has with the Mechas Aimer. In the first discussion was in contrast to Lechem upon them. Here we have to find a contrast to the Mechas Nesachim. So by the Mechas Kahanim and the Mechas Aimer, it's mixed one lug of oil with Isarin. In contrast to Mechas Nesachim, the minimum is three lugin of oil for an Isarin of flour. Moreover, Mugish. The Aimer and other Menachas require Hagasha, to be brought to the corner of the Mizbeach before it's sacrificed. Conscious the Mechas Nesachim does not require, as the Mishnah says in this Mesechta. Moreover, Beglal Etzem, the Eimer and the Mechas Kahanim, they come on their own right. And conscious Mechas Nesachim does not come for itself, it comes secondary to the carbon that's being brought with. So therefore, it makes sense that we're going to compare the Mechas Kahanim to the Mechas Eimer and rather be excluding the Mechas Nesachim. And that is the Gemara Adrabah, to the contrary. You could have just as many things that are similar. The Mechas Nesachim have Lerebui. We should be including to say that it does have Levayna by the Mechas Nesachim. Why? Shekain, because it has the similarities with the Mechas Aimer, that Tzibura, because the Mechas Nesachim is a Chayves at Tzibur because it's brought with the carbon tamid, which is a public obligation. So the Aimer is a public obligation, in contrast to a Mechas Kayin, who it's his own individual obligation. So do both of them are Chayves, their obligations, contrast to a Mechas Kayin that he brings in the Dava, and Vitami B'Shabbata, which is that they both override the Isra of Shabbos and the Isra of Tumah, in contrast to Mechas Kayanim. So says the Gemara, you're right, that we can't know it from there, because they both have things that are similar to the Mechas Aimer. Rather, Mistabra, it's logical, because by the Mechas Asailis, like we said, it says Nefesh. And over there it says that there's Levayna. So from there we learn that for every Mechas Yachid, which is the terminology of a Nefesh, that requires Levayna, and that's how we know that we're going to be including Mechas Kahanim, but when we're excluding from Oleh Levayna, we're going to be excluding that of the Mechas Nesachim from having Levayna. Now the Braisa continued and says, Mincha, flower offering, which is an inclusionary term, including some other Mincha, which the Braisa said, L'rabbis Mincha Shemini Levayna, coming to say that the Mincha that they brought by the Shemini Lemeluam required Levayna. On that is the Gemara, Beveim Elahitzi. Maybe say, when it's saying Mincha, it's saying this Mincha, and actually it's coming to exclude that Mincha of the Shemini Levayna, that actually it did not require Levayna. Especially since the Pasuk they mentioned Shemen doesn't mention Levayna. So that says the Gemara, no, Haimai, what are you saying? Iyamet Bishleim Elarabbis, if you say like the Brice is saying that it's coming to include, so Shabbat, it would make sense why you need to include, because you would think to say that, as the Gemara said in the previous daf, Shom Midoris Lo Yafin, you don't learn that something that was a moment in history, a momentary thing, from that of future generations. So you would think that actually you wouldn't know it from the Mechas Ha'imer, and that it would not have required Levayna, and that would be the Chiddush, Kamash Malan, that it says, oh Mincha, to include that of the Minchas of the Shemini Lamiluam. Eli Amrit Lo Haitzi, but if you say like you're asking that, oh maybe it's coming to actually exclude it from having Levayna, Lamali, why would I need it in exclusionary terminology? Shom Ederis Lo Yafin, we don't learn out a thing in history from that of future generations. I would never have known it. Therefore, it must be actually including that actually that Mechas HaShemini did have Levayna. And the Braisa concluded, the last word of the Pasuk is he, which is the exclusionary terminology, to say, this is what has these halachas of Shemin Levayna. Lahitzi Shtei Alechem, which excludes the two breads, the chametz breads that are brought on the Yom Tov Shuas with the Shnei Chavasim, Shle Yitenu Le Shemin Levayna, that does not require neither oil nor frankincense. Here too, the Gemara asks, How do you know that it's excluding the shtei halechem? The imal loitzim mechas koyin. That maybe it's going to be excluding the mech of a koyin. That's what doesn't require shemen elavina. Says the Gemara, no, mistab, it's logical to say that mechas kahanim have a little burden. Again, now we have to find the contrast between mechas koyanim and the shtei halechem. Therefore, we're going to have a different list again, but it's similar to that of the Eimer, unlike the shtei halechem. So why would we be including the mechas koyanim to have shemen levayna shekein, because it's similar to the mechas ha'Eimer, unlike the shtei halechem, that they're both isarin, they're brought with the isarin, the flour. Moreover, kli, that is, the shtei halechem, unlike the mechas ha'Eimer and the mechas koyanim, does not require a kli sharis to knead the dough of the shtei halechem. Rather, it just needs to be baked in the oven. As the Gemara says later on, the Tzadikim Amud Beis, actually, its kneading and its shaping could actually be done outside. Now, if it's kneaded in the kli sharis, then it's going to be invalidated by going out. But it doesn't need to. So therefore, it does not require a kli, and therefore, it's not similar to the mechas koyanim and the mechas ha'Eimer. V'yatzim. Then there's also the idea that the mechas ha'Eimer and the mechas koyanim are brought on their own right. The kachos shtei halechem don't come by themselves. They come as secondary. They come because of the kivsei atzeres that are brought on Shavuos. Also, hagasha. The halacha is that all menachas require hagasha, but the shtei halechem does not require hagasha, like a Mishnah tells us later on. The ishim, and also there's the halacha that the mechas koyanim and mechas ha'Eimer, part of it is put onto the fires, but the shtei halechem are eaten by the koyanim, they're not put onto the fires. As we said, but in contrast, the ha'Eimer and the mechas koyanim, they come by themselves, they require hagasha, and they have from them that are put onto the fires. So therefore, it makes sense that we're going to be comparing mechas koyanim to mechas ha'Eimer, that it does require shem levayin and be excluding the shtei halechem. But here, too, the Gemara says, no, I'll drop it to the contrary, as we continue to have at base. Shtei halechem havelil rebuye, what we should be including to say, it's like the Eimer that requires shem levayna, is the shtei halechem, and maybe excluding the mechas kehanim, shekein, because you have all these things that the shtei halechem is similar to the mechas Eimer. Tzibur, they're both obligations of the public, unlike the mechas kehanim. Chayva, they're obligations. Tamye, they override tumma. The achol, they're both eaten. Kachas, mechas kehanim is totally burnt on the mizbeach. Pigula, shtei halechem has the halacha of pigul applying to it because it has a matter. The kvasim that are burnt on Shavuos is permitted, in contrast the mechas kayanim have no permitter, it's all burnt, and therefore there's no halacha of pigul on the mechas kayanim. Bishabata, the both of these, the imra and the shtei halechem, are sacrificed on Shabbos, as long as you baked it on before Shabbos. But they're on Shabbos is when they're both sacrificed. And the shtei halechem is eaten, so they're both done on Shabbos. Matir, the Eimer permits the new grain to be eaten out of the Beis HaMikdash. And shtei halechem permits the new grain to be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. But other menachas don't permit anything. Moreover, tenufa, the Eimer and shtei halechem both need the service of being elevated, like the pasuk says, "Meyukach of Gimel v'heinav hesal Eimer." And also by the shtei halechem it says, "V'heinav akoyin oisam." Contrary, other menachas do not need to be elevated. Ba'aretz, both the Eimer and the Shtei Alechem, their grain has to be only from the grain of Eretz Yisrael, the Eimer being barley and the Shtei Alechem from wheat, as the Gemara says later on, the Pegimel and Beis, that other menachas are from Eretz Yisrael and from out of Eretz Yisrael, besides the Eimer and the Shtei Alechem. Also, Bizman, Eimer and the Shtei Alechem have a distinct time, both on Pesach and on Shavuos, in contrast to a regular Mechas Kam, can be brought any time. Chadosh, the Eimer and the Shtei Alechem, could only be from the new grains, as the Gemara says later on, Perikolik Arbanis. And moreover, says the Gemara in our question, v'han nefishin, this list that the shtei halechem has in common with the Eimer is more than the things that we found commonality between the mechas koyanim and the Eimer. So if anything, we should be including the shtei halechem, excluding maybe the mechas koyanim. Seirosa, the Gemara says, as in previous discussions, mistab, it's logical to say that what we are including is the mechas koyanim, because nefesh says by the mechas ha'sayles, it says nefesh to tell you that an individual's mincha is going to have shemen levayin, and therefore if we are excluding something, it can't be it, rather it must be in all those cases was excluding something else, in this case, excluding the shtei halechem from having neither shemen nor levayinah. Now the Gemara continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, that said that there are those menachas that don't have shemen or levayna. So that says, the Mishnah v'chayev ala shemen b'fnei atzmai. If let's say the mechas chayte, which is not supposed to have shemen or levayna, if he puts on shemen and levayna, so he's going to have a separate liability for the oil, putting it on to the mincha, v'chayev ala levayna b'fnei atzmai, he's going to have a separate liability for putting the frankincense on the mechas chayte. Now, moreover, says the Mishnah, nos nalav shemen. So if someone put oil, besides the liability of having violated an Isser, if he puts oil onto the Mechas Chayte, so possibly it's invalidated. It's not supposed to have the oil. Levina, but if you put on frankincense, although he violated prohibition, Yilketena, he could gather it and pick it up, and then it's going to still be valid. Now, Nas and Shem al Shireha, let's say these menachas are not supposed to have oil. Let's say he puts it on the leftovers, which is what he eats, which is not burnt on the Mizbeach. Ain't no even blaze. Let's say then he doesn't violate the violation of putting oil on the Mechas Chayte. Now, moreover, the Mishnah qualifies and says that Nas and Kli, let's say he puts a vessel that has in it oil. Agabi Kli on the vessel that has in it the Mechas Chayte, that lay pasta, that doesn't invalidate. Although it says don't put oil on the Mechas Chayte, it doesn't mean, it means putting it literally on the Mechas Chayte. But if you put a vessel holding oil on top of the vessel holding the flour, that wouldn't be a invalidation of the Mechas Chayte. Now, explaining this Mishnah, the Gemara says, Tanabon Linda Braisa. Pasuk says in the Yikra, Lo Yasim Aleihem Shemen. You're not supposed to put on it oil on these Menachas regarding this Mechas Chayte. Now, says the Braisa, Vim Sam, that tells you if you did put oil on, so then Pasuk, you invalidated the Mincha. Now, Yochel, you would think when the pasuk continues, it says Leit no lelevayna. The mechas chayti not supposed to put on frankincense. That okay, vim nasim pasul. If you did so too by the oil, same thing over here by the levayna. It's going to invalidate it. Tamalim, that's the pasuk continues and says ki chatas. What is that saying? That even if what the words right before it said that you put on levayna which you're not supposed to, is still called a chatas and it's still going to be an atonement. Now, Yochel af b'shemet, so you would think, okay, well, if that's the case, that it's a chatas, even though you violated and you put on levayna, maybe the same thing would apply to oil too. Tamalim, that's the last word in the pasuk says, he. Chatas, he, is an exclusionary term to tell you, no, that with the shemen, no, you have invalidated. So on that says the Braisa, umari isa lifsel b'shemen l'hakshel levayna. Would you see fit, as we're inferring from the pasuk, to invalidate when you put on oil in through that prohibition, but yet when you violate with levayna, you're still going to say that it's going to be kosher. And that's just the brisa because paisal nei b'shem, and I'm going to invalidate with the oil sheyef shalokta because you can't gather it. Once it gets mixed with the flour, it's impossible to dry it up to totally get all the oil from the flour. And therefore, that's what's being excluded from heat. But I'm going to validate the frankincense shef shalokta because you could gather it like we said in the Mishnah, and therefore that's what's being included when it says kichatas because it's still valid. Since one could gather it off, and therefore doesn't totally invalidate it, and that's why it's going to be kosher. Now, Bayi Rabba Bar Avunim Rabbi Yechina. On this halacha, he asked the following question: what's if Nasna Le Levayna Shchuka Mahu? What's if he put on finely ground frankincense on the Mechas Chayte, where once it falls into the flour, it's not possible to gather it all up. It's also totally mixed in and invalidating it. What's going to be the halacha? Explains the Gemara, what's the question? Do we say that what validates it when there's levayna on it? Shum de efshal alakta, like we said, because it's possible to gather it all and take it out. V'holo efshal alakta, in this case, it's not possible to take it all out because it's finely ground, and therefore it's actually going to be possible here, like the shemen. Idema, maybe no. Mishum de le mivla, the reason why it's kosher by levayna, because it doesn't get absorbed. And v'hanam le mivla, here it also doesn't get absorbed. Now, you can't pick out every granule of the frankincense, but it's not absorbed into the flour like oil is, and maybe it's still going to be kosher. So this must says Toshma, it's being derived from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the reason why it's going to be kosher if levayna gets mixed in, it says, levayna yilketeno. By levayna, okay, you'll be able to pick it out and take it out. So obviously you see that why is it kosher? Because you can take it out. When it's ground down, it's going to be pasul, because you can't take it out. You can't gather up all the pieces, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Dilma chad devoid kamer. Maybe our Mishnah was saying one and additionally. Meaning, what does that mean? Chad delay mivla. No, the reason really, the first primary reason why the levain is not going to be pasul when it gets put onto the mechas chayte is because it doesn't get absorbed. Va'id yilketena. Moreover, says the Mishnah, in the regular case when regular levain falls in it, additionally, you can even pick it up and gather it. But really, the primary reason is because it doesn't get absorbed. Now, where you can't gather it, okay, fine, you don't have that additional reason, but it's still going to be kosher because it doesn't get absorbed. So the Gemara says, okay, Toshma, let's bring a different raya from the brisa recorded before. The brisa said, oh, machshani b'levayin, I'm going to validate if one still put on in violation the frankincense on the mechas chayte, shef shalakta, because it's possible to gather it together. So you see, but you have to be able to gather it, but when it's finally ground, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara, no, hachanami, chadibayit kama, heros, it's the same idea. It's just saying, additionally, you know what, not only does it not get absorbed, you can even gather it. But if you can't gather it, it's still going to be kosher because it's not absorbed. So the Gemara says, okay, my havala. So what was the conclusion? What's the halacha with levayna shchuka? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Tanya, look in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Michas chayte or Michas kanayis. We said these two out of the three cases we mentioned in the Mishnah, the sinner's mincha and by the saita's mincha, where it's not supposed to have shemen or levayna. Shenosn la levayna, where if someone did put frankincense on that mincha, says the brisa malakar es levayna ksher, so you could gather the levayna, it's going to be kosher. Now says the brisa ve'imachaloi liked levaynasa. Let's say before they took off the levayna, chishav alav the kohen was doing the avodah had an improper thought. Bein chutz lazmane, bein chutz lamkayma, whether he had in mind that it should be eaten beyond its time or beyond its space. Either one, even though generally chutz lazmane is pigal, in this situation, pasul v'ein b'karas. The mincha is going to be invalid, but there's not going to be a punishment of karas for someone who eats from it. Why? Why the machshava chutz lazmane usually makes it karas? It's because since at the time when he had the machshava, there was a different invalidation, because it had levain on it then still. And a mincha chayt levain is not valid. So therefore, it's not going to take effect the halacha of pigul, because as the Gemara says, "Nakayim etzut and af tezayin mabeis karetzas akasha kachetzas apostle," means to say they can't be any other invalidation besides pigul. Here it does, because levayna on it, so though it's going to be apostle, but it's not going to be pigul to have karas. But says the Brayse of im mishalikit levaynasa mechashav alav. Let's say the machshava was after the levayna was already taken off. Oh, so then it went back to its valid state, and therefore pigul could take effect. So chutzlum kaima, so if he had in mind the machshava that should be beyond its space, so pasul be'im akars, as the classic case of chutzlum kaima, it's invalid, but if one eats from it, it doesn't get kars. Chutzlum manoi, pigal v'chayav lav kars, then it's going to be pigal and one's going to be chayav kars. Now, one thing you see from this price is, the fact that it says, as long as the levayna was on it, the mincha was pasul, and that's why it's not going to become pigal. So obviously, that it's contingent totally on actually taking off the levayna, and until you do, it's going to be pasul. So by the levayna shchuka, even though it's not absorbed, but if you can take it out, it's going to be pasul. So therefore, it's going to be pasul, unlike the regular levayna, which is going to be kosher. Now, however, the Gemara asks, v'tahava, but why? Let this mincha be, when the levayna is in it, it should be as if it fell on it, a pach, a flask of oil, which, like we said in the Mishnah, invalidates the mincha, and hence, it should not take effect, this invalidating thought at all, to say that, oh, when it's going to be valid, then it's going to be at least pasul, even though it's not going to be karas, but we said it's going to be pasul, but v'amai pasul b'machshava. Why does the thought invalidate it at all? Dachoy hui. It was rejected. Meaning, when you were having that machshava, you can't have machshava. Why? It's not valid. Why isn't it valid? Just like if a mincha had shemen fell in it, you can't have machshava psul, it's not even valid to be brought anymore. Here also, when the levain is on it at the time, so then it's not valid at all. So how could there be machshava of psul at all to invalidate it at all? Why should it be invalidated? Actually, it should like be, there was no machshava at all. And therefore, it shouldn't have machshava psul. So Abaye says, like we said before, chatas kari rachmana. The Torah calls it, as we said, even when levayna was put on it, we said still the Torah is calling it a chatas, that's going to atone. So on some level it's still valid, and therefore the machshava will take effect to invalidate it. So although you have to take it off, and that's what we said, it's efshel lalakta, and you have to be malakated, but still the Torah is saying that it's not invalidated when you put on the levayna, and that's why the machshava psul is going to take effect. Second interpretation, Rav Ami says, no, Hamani, who is the Tana, it's Chanan HaMitzrihu. The less late dechuin, he doesn't hold of this halacha of being rejected. So although at this time when he's having the machshava besul, there's levayna on it, which is not valid, it doesn't make a difference. When it will be valid, the machshava will take an effect because we don't consider it rejected when the levayna is on it. The time like learned the braisa. Chanan HaMitzrihu, he says, afil adam, even if the blood, when there's two se'irim that are brought on Yom Kippurim, one is the avodah is done inside the kachet kachim called the sar lashem, and one is the sar lazozel, which is thrown off the cliff alive. So, and that's what he says, even if the blood of the sar, which is done and is slaughtered and taken inside the kadosh hakadoshim, even if the blood is bekais, it's in the cup already. I mean, it was already slaughtered, the animal already had its blood received. And then the mishtaleach, the sar lazozel, died, which is its partner, which they had, both have to be brought to be valid. Said Chana Mitzvah, you know what you do? Maybe chavere, you bring its partner. In other words, you go and you buy a new sar, a new he-goat from the marketplace, shaloi b'agrala, without doing the whole lottery like they used to do, figure out which one goes l'ashem, which one's l'azazel, u'mesavik loy, and then you pair it together, and then you go and you send that new one, l'azazel. So obviously you see, he doesn't hold to the laws of rejection to say, wait a second, the mishtaleich died, so you don't have its partner, oh, so then the blood in the cup is rejected, you have to pour it out, you have to buy two new ones, he doesn't say that. So you see he doesn't hold the laws of rejection. So right now it's not valid. Fine, let's fix this. But it's still considered valid. And therefore here too, although at this point the Levina is on it, but okay, it's still valid. And therefore, although we have to first take up the Levina, the Machshava will be able to take effect to invalidate it. Rav Asher, I mean, he says a third interpretation. He says, no, it doesn't have to be Chana Mitzvah. It could even be going like the Rabbanim, who hold of the laws of rejection. But kol shebiyadoi, whatever is in the person's ability to fix, like here the Levina, where he could take off the Levina, lahabadachi, that's not considered that's rejected, and therefore it's still considered valid, not rejected. And it's not like it was valid, rejected, then valid again. It was all throughout considered valid, and therefore the Machshava Psula is going to take effect. Now, Amr Avadi says, Kavaseder Ravashim is tarbitz logical, like Ravashi said, that the reasoning for this is because we don't say dichui, even those who hold of dichui, if it's biyadoi lasakin, if it's in the person's ability to fix. Because demand shamale disle dichui, who do we know holds of this concept of rejection, that once rejected, it's rejected, we can't use it anymore? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Did not like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Says, V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbi Yehuda says, Nishpech Adam, says, if the blood of the Sar Lashem, which is its blood is done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the Hegel, if it spills on the floor, he says, Yamas HaMashtalech. So that other one, which is supposed to be sent away, has to die, and you have to bring two new ones, because at that point, when there's no partner, it's rejected. Or the opposite, Mes HaMashtalech, the one that has to be sent away dies, Yishlafech Adam, you have to spill out the blood of the other one on the ground and bring two new ones. So obviously, we see he holds up the Halach of Dichri. Now, ve'ilu hechad biyad tanya, but whereas when the situation, when it's in the person's ability to rectify the situation, there we find Rabbi Yudami, he says, kais hoyimemali midam hataravis. What this refers to, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, Samach Dalam and Aleph, what the Kohanim used to do is after they brought all the carbon Pesachs on Erev Pesach, they would fill up a cup of all the mixed blood of all the carbon Pesachims that spilled on the ground of the Azara, and they take this one cupful, and the reason why they're doing this is because they're concerned that maybe there were so many carbon pesachs that were being brought there, that maybe after one of the carbonists were received its blood in the vessel, maybe one of them spilled on the ground and was never thrown, so it's not a valid carbon pesach. It has to have the ritzui of the zrikas adam. Now it's going to be valid because it's going to have some of its blood thrown from this cup. With halacha is known that if, let's say, the blood spills from a cup on the ground and you gather it together, it's still going to be kosher. So what they did is they would gather from the blood of all the mixed blood on the floor. The zarka zrika achas, can I get said, they would spray it one time opposite the area of the mizbech by the foundation, and that would validate all the karbanos pesachs that any of them possibly spilled. But one thing you see is that why isn't it rejected? When it's on the floor, it's not valid. It has to be in the vessel. Obviously, you see that you the hold, even though it holds the laws of dichui, but when you have it in your ability to rectify by just picking up the blood, that's not dichui. Here also, when it's biyadai, to take off the levina, it's not considered rejected, and therefore, that's like this concept of Rav Asher, that even those who hold the rejection, you can still say it's not rejected because it's biyadai just to take off the levina. And that's why the Machshava Psula could take effect. Now, continuing on the halacha of our Mishnah, Amr Yitzchak by Yosef Amr B'Yechon, he says, Nosen mashu shemen. We're talking about this Michas Chayit, they're not supposed to put on Shemen or Levina. But what's the measurement of the violation? So says Rabbi Yechanan, Nosin Mashru Shemen, if someone puts a little bit minute amount of oil, Agabe Kizayis Mincha, on the olive size of the flour offering of the Michas Chayit, Pasul, like we said in the Mishnah, if you put on oil, you invalidate it, that's already going to invalidate it. My time, what's the reason? So he says as follows, one has to read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loi Yosim, don't place. Now, Sima, when it's talking about placing of the oil, sounds like kol du, even a minute amount. Lo yosam alei shemen. Now, however, but from the mincha, you need to have a kezayis. Why? Because it says oleha, on it. What's on it? Adei kashira. It sounds like something significant until there's a certain measurement, which is the kezayis. Now, additionally, v'amar v'yisra v'yisra v'amar b'yechen, he says, regarding the second part of the isra, nosin kezayis levain, if he puts an olive size of the frankincense, Agabi mashu mincha, even of a small amount, a minute amount of the flour offering, puzzle, that's the invalidation. My time, what's the reason? Because the words by Levina says differently. Lo yitin ksiv. It says, don't give, don't place. Adik and nesina, until you have the terminology that it says of giving. So by Levina, when it says nesina, nesina means a kezayis. How do we know that? Because in Meyikar Chav Beis, it says, benosin la'koyinas ha'kodesh. Now, in that context, it says nesina, it also says achila. Now, achila is a kezayis. So therefore, we know that the isur of levina, which has nesina, means you have to put a kezayis levina, aleha, on it. which sounds like by the mincha that you also need to have a kezayis, like we said by Shemin, that says aleho means something significant. But as the Gemara continues in Tav Samach Amar Aleph, have a riboy achar riboy. That's an inclusionary term after inclusionary term, because by Shemin it already told us aleho, which is a kezayis. Now by Levaina it says again aleho on it, which again a riboy to say it has to have a significant amount that of a kezayis. When you have a riboy achar riboy, the halacha is ve'in riboy achar riboy el lamayit. When you have addition plus addition, is actually telling us to diminish. So actually by Levaina, you don't need a kezayis of the mincha, and actually by putting even a minute amount of the flour offering, one's going to be liable. So in a way, they're a little bit opposites. By Shemen, yeah, it's even a minute amount of Shemen on a kezayis of mincha. By Levaina, has to have a kezayis Levaina on even a minute amount of Shemen, on a minute amount of flour. Now, those that say, however, that Amr Bitzvah Yosef, that he said actually Boyer Bichon. Bichon wasn't clear. He actually asked it as a question. Nasin Mashru Shemen Lagabi Kizayis Mincha Mahu, the first halacha that he said was actually a question. If someone puts even a minute amount of oil on an olive size of the flour offering, what's the halacha? Which in the first version said you can be chayiv. But according to this version, he asked it as a question. What's the question? Didn't we say if you read the pasuk, it sounds like that? The question is, Mi Be'in and Sima, do we need the placement of the oil? Which, yeah, Sima itself would sound like give a minute amount, but maybe we need it kinesina. Similar to the other half of the pasuk, when it talks about Levaina, which says the terminology of giving, which there we said is only liable if it's a kezayis, as we know nesina means kezayis, oiloya, maybe not, because sima is its own thing, which is even a minute amount. Take or let it stand, according to this version, it was a question if it's going to be sima kolduhu, or the shemen has to have, like the netina, placing, the giving of the Levaina, which requires a share of a kezayis.